It's Tuesday, June 10th, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. A hearing in the Lily Peters murder trial postponed. Dunn County Crime Stoppers asked for tips in a case of missing cash. Republican lawmakers say Governor Tony Evers is lying about state budget talks. And the DNR says trail riders can help stop the spread of invasive plants. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. A motion hearing in the Chippewa Falls Lily Peters homicide case has been rescheduled. Bob Haig tells us more.
The Chippewa County judge hearing the case had an illness necessitating the Monday hearing be rescheduled for a later date. That comes just days after the court ruled to seal records on behalf of 17-year-old defendant Carson Peters Berger. Court documents show Judge Stephen Gibbs granted a motion to seal the transcript of the investigator's interview recording with Peters Berger, as well as a flash drive containing a video of the interview. Only attorneys and the defendant can have access. The Wisconsin Court of Appeals previously ruled that Peters Berger will be tried in adult court. He was 15 when 10-year-old Lily Peters was killed in April 2022. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Dunn County Sheriff's Office wants your help on a case of missing cash. Investigators say a resident in southern Dunn County had a sum of money disappear, and they believe it was stolen. They ask the public to keep an eye out for anyone who has suddenly come into some newfound luck and bragging about a suspicious influx of extra cash. Investigators say tips can be reported to the Sheriff's Office or anonymously via the Dunn County Crime Stoppers page. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss accuses the Evers administration of lying about the budget. Governor Tony Evers said in a statement that Republicans refuse to agree to meaningful investments in education, child care, and the UW system as negotiations broke down. Voss was on WISN's Upfront.
That's a lie. We're willing to do it, just not as much as he wanted. When you read that statement, it makes it sound like we were at zero. We weren't at zero on any of those topics. We tried to find a way to invest in child care that actually went to the parents and to make sure that we weren't just having it go to businesses. We tried to find a way to look at education so that money would actually go back to school districts all across the state. It just wasn't enough for what he wanted.
Voss says Republicans were willing to give the UW system funding, but less than the governor and system's $800 million request. The Milwaukee Brewers are teaming up with law enforcement agencies across the state to distribute limited edition baseball cards to kids. Senior Vice President of Communications Tyler Barnes says it's an opportunity for kids to build trust with law enforcement.
To know that law enforcement is an advocate for them and an advocate for the community and not something that they should fear. And this is just an opportunity for law enforcement to engage with kids.
30 departments will each get 1,000 packs of the cards, including the Chippewa County Sheriff's Office and Eau Claire Police Department. Barnes says the team has distributed cards like this on and off going back to the 1980s. You can help stop the spread of invasive species this summer. Mackenzie Manicky is an invasive plant specialist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Cleaning off your gear after you're done recreating outdoors, so your boots, your clothes, your dog, ATV, tires, that kind of stuff. Making sure that you're not spreading seeds or other propagules between sites. Don't move firewood, you know, buy your firewood locally when you go camping so you're not spreading things like emerald ash borer or other forest pests and pathogens.
More information on invasive species, both aquatic and terrestrial, can be found on the DNR's website. That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.